Tyson Brello, offensive line. I'll introduce myself. It's cool.
The hair's coming back.
It's coming back, yeah. It's got a little hang. It's not too bad. A little bit. I haven't touched it since last year, so.
First thing, how's the shoulder?
Feeling good. Really good. Kind of took it slow getting back into things, and I'm not doing team periods this week, but getting back into Indy and doing, you know, as much full contact stuff as I can do, and, you know, it's feeling really good.
About it, how receptive or
no, they don't necessarily approach me when they make their decisions, surprisingly. I got a call from Clance, and he said, you know, hey, we want our, you know, best five guys out there, and it might be you a guard, it might be you a tackle. You know, you're flexible, and you can play, you know, multiple positions, so we're going to try you out and, you know, put a good line together. And so, you know, I'm all on board.
If they had asked you, what position would you want?
Anything on the field. You know, after this last year being hurt, you know, anywhere is good for me. I just want to go play.
What is mixed feelings you had last year at the Super Bowl run and not being able to, after game three?
A little bit. You know, I think kind of looking at the Super Bowl and being in that setting and thinking, you know, I could have been out there, should have been out there, or however you want to word that. It was tough. But at the same time, it kind of, the way I looked at it, was kind of like being around. Like, let's say you someone makes a pie and you get to smell it, you get to look at it, you can't eat it, you know, and you're hungry for it, and so you want it. And it kind of gave me that perspective of, like, this is what we're working for, and this is why we're here. And, you know, I'm grateful for it. You know, things happen, and it happens. So, you know, just learn from it and move on.
What is the key to making the transition from tackle to guard in your mind?
Stop playing tackle and start playing guard.
Is it a phone booth, or is it different?
It's different, a little quicker. Guys are a little bigger. Everything's kind of the same in the concept of you got to get your feet in the ground and hands on somebody, and it's all just kind of changes slightly, and I'm still feeling it out because this is new for me, but it's going good.
Time when you hit the ground in Detroit, did you think it was going to take this long to come back?
I knew it wasn't good. My arm just kind of went numb, so. I felt it kind of slip, and I knew something wasn't good, but I didn't know, you know, if it was this bad or not. But it was, and I'm here, and we're back to working. So it is what it is, part of the sport, and recovery is also a part of it. So that's where I'm at.
You had some issues with the shoulder. Is it the same in college
at
Colorado State?
Yeah, it was the same shoulder.
Was there concern about overall stability in there long term?
You know, I you guys have all probably – heard the horror stories from the combine, and I made it through 32 teams, and they all said it was fine. So, you know, I don't think there was any carryover. I think it was just a freak accident, and it's, you know, part of the game, and I'm not going to try to land on my left shoulder again.
You may know Capri Bibbs better than anyone on this roster. Kubiak said he looks different. Rico just said earlier he looks better, looks different. Do you see a difference in Capri this year?
You know, Capri, we ran a similar offense up at CSU, and he obviously did very well, and I think he has the capability of doing very well. You know, I've always known that. It's just kind of one of those things at running back where you wait for your opportunity and make the most of it. And, you know, hopefully he does that and he gets a shot.
Pretty new group of guys in your guys' room. How's the chemistry coming along?
Great. A lot of great guys. And I think that's one thing the Broncos do really well is they not only get talent, but they get good people. And I've noticed that, you know, throughout this last year and the guys that were here last year and, you know, the guys they brought in this year, there's a lot of good guys.
A lot of questions about your quarterbacks this year.
Yeah.
New guys. What do you say to address those questions or concerns?
I say whatever happens, happens. I mean, every position is a competition. This is the National Football League. And, you know, short of 18, I don't think anyone really had, you know, that kind of monopoly on a position. So everyone's job is, you know, someone's coming for you and someone's, you know, competing for your spot. So it's the same at their position.
Even though you were last year, what can you take from that experience that will help you on the inside?
I think just learning the speed of the game and, you know, just being able to process kind of this speed and being able to play actual game, you know, and knowing that I can go out there and compete and do it, I think that helps, you know, me play at any position.
There's less speed on the inside, though, isn't there, than the outside?
It's less speed, I guess, in a straight line, but everyone's still quick and, you know, they're a little heavier, so it's still the same force.
Talk about being able to play multiple spots. Mm-hmm. Is there a situation where, say, if you're like playing guard in a game and a tackle gets hurt, could you kick out to tackle in the game, or is that too tough to do?
No, I'm sure I could do it. I'm sure most of the guys, you know, playing in our room could do that. You know, at this level, anyone can play anything pretty much. So if I needed to, I could, and I'm sure a lot of other guys could as well.
Did you have to change your body type at all by switching positions, change weight, or anything
nah.
like that?
No, not. You know, the scheme we run is pretty kind of fits well into athleticism, and we got a lot of guys that can move well. And, you know, I think regardless of what position you're playing, if you can move, you can play. So.
Who is the leader of the offense, or is that yet to be determined?
Yet to be determined. You know, everyone's still kind of getting their feet wet and establishing themselves in their own room and in their own position, and then it kind of grows from there. It's kind of a process.
Do you think it needs to be the quarterback? Does the quarterback need to be one of the leaders?
You know, I think naturally they become leaders. They're always here first. They always leave last. It's just kind of one of those things where they are leaders by nature. So there's no need, but it's just kind of how it works out.
Okay. Thank you, Jack.
Thanks,
guys. All right, guys.